Anthony Hamilton's album Back to Love was released late last year, and rock critic Ken Tucker thinks it's one of those albums that may have gotten lost in the holiday shuffle. Ken says the North Carolina native is adding to the neo-soul tradition with a collection of passionate ballads.
Anthony Hamilton makes music from declarations. He tells a woman, "I'm missing you crazy," on that song, "Who's Loving You?" And it's typical of his strategy. He states his thesis, his opinion, his desire, in a voice that speaks as much as it sings for the sake of emphasis. After he's sure he's gotten his lover's attention, he begins doing his rhythm and blues work, mixing soul and blues and hip-hop phrasing to heighten the emotion in a song. You can hear the way Hamilton works on the construction of his beautiful effects in a song such as Life Has a Way.
Take a look over your shoulder. Wise words get much older. Life has a way of humbling you down. Thought you already knew it. Took a turn, then you blew it. Life has a way of humbling you down. So I think I already know everything. So I think
life humbles you down, Hamilton sings in a repeating phrase on that song. And as all first-rate soul men know, there are few things sexier than a man singing about humility in a strong, confident manner. Because it's the strong guys, the potent artists, who have life in perspective, and who know that humility is a powerful virtue.
People talking about how you're running around, wilding out, how you've been living life. Said you're stepping out, I tell you, I just can't complain. Got me feeling good, girl, you feed me good. They got you misunderstood, I wish you would. Try and mess up everything.
Of course, another virtue in a hard-working soul man is stubbornness. You can hear it on that song, Writing on the Wall, with its little Al Greeny organ fills and the way Hamilton sings against the snap of the drums, as though the music all around him was a voice telling him what he doesn't want to hear, that the writing is on the wall, that the love affair is over. Hamilton does this throughout this album, Back to Love. He sings against the music, as though he's fighting for each syllable, making everyone count. Listen to the way he battles back against the hand claps in a song called Mad.
I'm mad at the way she loved me. And I'm mad at the way she cared. I'm mad at the way she touched me. At the way that you comb my hair. I'd be lying if I said didn't mean a thing. I'd be lying
If I say I didn't care, I'd be lying. If I say I didn't love her, I'm still here. I'm still here.
What Anthony Hamilton has done on this album is to evoke predecessors ranging from Bill Withers to Teddy Pendergrass to Peebo Bryson, while bringing a contemporary feeling of ambivalence and vehemence to his singing. He deploys his deep knowledge of the soul man tradition to make his declarations both very firm and very timely.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Anthony Hamilton's album, Back to Love. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.